By the end of December 2020, 3 months after starting the New Liberals podcast, I realized that I had misnamed it. I've spoken about some of the reasons I started the podcast across a few different episodes, perhaps the most during episode 36 with author and founder of the Moral Courage Project, Irshad Manji. But initially, a lot of it was to sort of make sense of what I had experienced during the previous several years. I began a 5-year relationship in 2013, and the woman I was with was and remains a brilliant, creative, caring human being. But there was a certain, for lack of a better word, worldview that I was exposed to during that time that was simply not great for my mental health. While I believe it was and is well-intentioned activism, it left me feeling, to pull directly from that conversation with Irshad, feeling less like a full person and more like a widget. And it took me far too long to realize that I am worth more than that. And you are too. And that was one of my main motivations for starting the podcast. And the messages I've received, either through Twitter DM or email, have shown me that there are a lot of good people out there that feel this way, across the political spectrum. This is not a trend that is only affecting quote-unquote left spaces. It's the world I've known personally, but you don't have to search for too long on the internet to find a lack of compassion and understanding in conservative spaces as well. There's a real dearth of empathy in the world right now, and it's not good. But let's get back to why this show is misnamed. I live in Los Angeles. I think 99% of my social group is left-leaning. That's the water I swim in every day. So when I thought of the title of the show, I was coming at it from two distinct but related angles. First, I believe that much of the language I saw being used in those former social circles of mine back in 2013, 2014, and so on, that we also see in parts of our broader society today, often constricts rather than expands the ways in which we can understand one another as individuals with our own unique stories. And second, I believe that small L liberalism is the best way for us to find common ground, regardless of where we may find ourselves politically on the left or the right. Francis Fukuyama summed up liberalism best in his essay For American Purpose, entitled Liberalism and Its Discontents. It's a great piece, and I'll include it in the show notes. But to summarize it in part, quote, "The most fundamental principle enshrined in liberalism is one of tolerance," end quote. Furthermore, liberalism is the best tool we have for resolving conflict in diverse societies, and it is a means of respecting human dignity by protecting each individual's autonomy. Quote, "Liberalism thus tends towards a kind of universalism. Liberals care not just about their rights, but about the rights of others outside of their particular communities," end quote. And so liberalism, as an ideology, can and does exist independent of specific political parties. In many ways, it is kind of limited as a governing doctrine because it offers so few specific prescriptions on day-to-day governance. It's about dignity, tolerance, and autonomy, the necessary building blocks of diverse, multicultural societies like ours. That was the liberalism I had in mind when I first named the show. A liberalism for everybody, right or left, with the most important connective tissue being a mutual desire to understand one another. I wanted the podcast to be a place to find common ground and discuss important ideas in respectful ways. But I quickly came to realize that the name was limiting the reach and scope of the show because the word liberal, in our modern parlance, is understood through a more political and partisan lens today. I've spent my whole life telling stories. My very first memory is writing with my father. I was 3 years old, and he typed out the stories I dictated to him on his typewriter. While at that age I was mostly telling tales about Superman and the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, as an adult I have been drawn to stories that explore human nature. And that is fundamentally a non-political enterprise. The complexities of our lives, our experiences, and our identities just cannot be captured by sloganeering. To quote author Megan Daum from episode 33, quote, "If you deny people their complications, you deny them their humanity," end quote. Simply put, You are too valuable to be summed up in the words that are able to fit on a sign. You cannot be contained in a tweet, and if you believe that you can, someone has fooled you into devaluing yourself. You are messy and contradictory and flawed and worthwhile and wonderful in your own unique ways. Our politics is but one of many avenues through which we express ourselves and our stories, consciously or subconsciously. And if and when we whittle one another down to nothing more than how we vote, we limit our ability to understand not only those we label our quote-unquote opponents, but we gravely hamstring our ability to understand ourselves. To put things a bit more succinctly, I started this podcast because I was trying to make sense of a very specific set of events that happened in my past, events that were very personal to me. But one thing I learned throughout 2021, in large part because of this podcast and talking to such accomplished and generous guests, was that sometimes the only way to make sense of the past is to look to and focus on the future, not where we were, but where we are now and where we're going. This show will continue to feature the in-depth conversations you've come to expect, but about a much broader set of topics. We've got some great politically adjacent episodes in the pipeline, but we'll also be talking art, entertainment, science, energy, food production, transportation, space travel, and so much more. The show will relaunch under a new name on February 8th, exactly 1 month from today. You won't need to do anything on your end. You'll still be subscribed, and all the previous episodes are still going to be there. It'll all just be under a new name, so check your feed that morning. And before I let you go, there's one more name that's changing. Mine. It's time I told you something I make a point to disclose to every guest of the show. Jonathan Torosian is a pseudonym. Jonathan was my maternal grandfather's name, and Toros was his father's name. Everything else I've shared on the show is real, but I was operating under that name for two reasons, and I think it's time that I move on. I've had folks tell me that they appreciate how vulnerable I've been on the show. I take that to heart, and I am extremely grateful for how vulnerable many of the show's guests have been with me. But even though I told each guest before we recorded that Jonathan was a pseudonym, it still felt unfair to me that they were being so open and honest under their real names while I was able to take refuge behind Jonathan. Because talking openly about personal stuff is hard, and I am not used to it. When I've gotten personal in the past, it's through the characters I've written in screenplays. And so as I recorded episode after episode of the show, this awareness of a kind of power imbalance between me and the guests was gnawing at me. To go back to episode 36 with Irshad, when she was being so raw and candid about her relationship with her father, that was when a timer began to tick inside of my heart. And I realized that, as generous as my guests have been in accepting my pseudonym, they weren't getting a fair deal from me. The second reason is a little more difficult to discuss, but I'm going to mention it because it might be helpful to someone listening right now. Those experiences I mentioned earlier, of feeling less like a person and more like a widget, I've spoken in past episodes about the therapy sessions I've been to as a result and the ensuing medication, but if I'm being completely transparent, the worst way it hit me was how it damaged my confidence in both my creative endeavors and in myself. To put it plainly, I wasn't in a place in 2020 where I believed that I could start a podcast, where I could reach out to such accomplished people, where I could get up the nerve to ask them questions. Which, as a lifelong extroverted creative person, was a very strange place to find myself. But I thought if I couldn't feel confident enough in those moments to do those things, Jonathan could. It might sound silly, but it was a mental trick that I needed. And it worked. But through the process of recording episode after episode, I remembered that I could do it. Because, at the end of the day, it was me, all along. So, in addition to setting aside the new liberals, It's time for me to set aside Jonathan. My actual name is Michael, and I'm really excited about where we go next. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you in a month.